The Supreme Court ruled this morning that key provisions of the federal campaign finance law, known as McCain-Feingold, are constitutional and will stand. The new law, named for its chief sponsors in the Senate, banned so-called soft money, the unlimited gifts to political parties from big organizations and wealthy individuals. A longtime proponent of the law, Fred Wertheimer, president of the organization Democracy 21, a nonprofit group that advocates campaign finance law reform, and he's here. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What matters to you most in this ruling?
Well, what matters most is there's been a long fight for many years over whether laws to limit contributions in campaigns restrict free speech or protect the constitutional interests of the American people. And the Supreme Court has come down squarely for the notion that these campaign finance laws are in fact protecting the interests of the American people and not restricting speech. And in so doing, they have given us a historic win in the effort to protect our political system from corruption and the appearance of corruption through huge campaign contributions.
What about restrictions on ads late in a campaign?
Well, that also was upheld and is very important because it's a provision that's designed that simply says when people are running ads that are in effect campaign ads, you have to use money legal in campaigns, and that means money from individuals. No ad is barred under this new law. What the new law says is if you want to run an ad about a federal candidate in their district close to an election, you have to use money from individuals. You can't use money from corporations and labor unions. And corporations and labor unions and others were spending huge amounts of money to influence federal elections while claiming they were outside the campaign finance laws. So this is a very important provision as well.
Are there any disappointments in there for you and other backers?
I must say not really. The fact is that the court knocked out a couple of the minor provisions, but this is a slam dunk victory for the statute. And for those people who believe that campaign finance laws are important for our country in protecting the interests of the average citizen.
But remember, when you've had victories in the past,
Well, you're absolutely right in this point. This battle is by no means over, because now there's a question of whether this law is going to be enforced, whether people are going to try to cheat, whether loopholes develop. So the next round of this battle starts tomorrow, but I think we will take today to enjoy what I believe is truly an historic victory.
That's where I was going, that loopholes are found.
Yes, loopholes are found, and the political players are creative, and people try to cheat. But there's going to be a major effort made by the sponsors of this law and the groups that worked on it to watchdog what's going on and to hold people accountable if they're breaking the new law.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob.
Fred Wertheimer is president of Democracy 21, a nonprofit group that advocates campaign finance reform.